This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of August. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Let's get those blinders off. Sometimes over the course of the weekend, you put on blinders and then you have to take them off to look at the reality of Monday. Or was the weekend reality? I guess it kind of was. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen with the focus certainly on the passing of John McCain. That is, well, there were three deaths that have significance. But I guess, Victoria, starting with John McCain, I don't know how much more there is to say. You're certainly welcome to tell the story as you will. I think that it has been vetted, pictures, video, stories, things on social media. I guess
lots
I would wonder. Yeah, right, exactly. And I don't know who Tommy, T-O-M-I, Laren is, another one of these Fox News contributors who took a shot at McCain on the day that day before he died, whether that has any significance or not. I guess it depends on where your head is, what you think about John McCain. But why don't we start with a summary of the overview of what people are saying about his passing, because he had skin cancer that turned into something that was obviously a lot worse. But that's part of the story here, I think, actually. What happens with some of these skin cancers, they don't go treated, or even if they are, how dangerous they are.
Yeah, well, and I believe he got the skin cancer from when he was a prisoner of war and was exposed to extreme sun and had a lot of sunburns and things when he was being held in Vietnam. So I just think it's a story of an American hero, regardless of political power or political beliefs, what side of the aisle was he on. I think this is just, you know, he was a third generation Naval Academy graduate. It was service to the country was in his family's blood. I just think that it's not a time to be political and divisive about someone who, whether you believe, you know, agreed with him or not, he served his country for most of the majority of his life. I think it's a time to just, you know, as we used to joke about, you know, one of his best friends was Joe Biden, and, you know, and McCain was a polarizing figure, certainly at times, but I always had great respect for him. I didn't agree with him politically, but as a human being and as a citizen and as a patriot, I had nothing but respect for him.
What did you not agree with him politically about? What things were you at odds with? I'm curious because there are a lot of people who have said that.
He was more moderate. In a lot of ways, he was more moderate. But I certainly did not agree, and I think he would probably say this now, too. I didn't agree with his choice of Sarah Palin as a running mate. That was just kind of horrible. And just, you know, he was just a little more socially conservative on issues than I am. And so that's, but I never, I just, like I said, I always had great respect for him as an American, as a patriot.
Well, the situation as it presents itself, I only met John McCain once in my life, and it was at one of those congressional dinners. I had him on the air a lot when I was doing much more of a political story. As a matter of fact, there's a clip in there somewhere, Kara, that in essence he's saying, Doug, you're always right. And there were a lot of good conversations. He was a great conversationalist. What I'd spend my time when thinking about McCain, not necessarily his hero status and maverick status and all the things that people are saying and who's going to replace him, his wife or his daughter. Well, his daughter's not old enough, I guess. But whether somebody else will replace him, whoever is going to replace him will stay in office there or not have to run until 2020. And then when that person does run, there only will be 2 years left of that 6-year term for whoever. But whoever gets in there has obviously a leg up. There are people like J.D. Hayworth who have said, oh, I'd like to run. What people are doing is comparing those who would have that seat with McCain, which may or may not be fair. Whether his wife, I'm not sure. I didn't get whether his wife was really interested in it.
Yeah, I heard his wife was, but I'm not.
I see. Okay.
I don't think she's made any statements yet.
Well, that would be something like what happened in Missouri a number of years ago when Senator McCaskill died and his wife took the seat and she's still there. And has been a pretty good senator, actually, and depending on how you measure, pretty good, whatever that means. I don't know.
It's a bit of an odd tradition, though, don't you think?
To appoint the wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Unless there's something there, you don't want to be appointed unless you have something to gain.
Right, but if you think about it in any other field, let's say you're a surgeon and you die, your wife doesn't automatically become a surgeon.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. Yeah, right.
You know, it's kind of a weird thing. There's no other job where if something happens to you, your spouse gets your job.
Something happens to me, my spouse gets the job.
Right.
You know, there's no spouse here, so dead air. So what I spent my time, as far as McCain is concerned, looking at some of the skits he did on SNL.
He had a great sense of humor.
He
really
funny.
Did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. So that's the kind of stuff I would, looking at the rest of the stuff. He
I'm
lays
sure
in
that's
state.
The stuff his family's remembering, too.
Yeah, right. Being in state in the Arizona Capitol. He's 82 on Wednesday, so just shy. So you consider him 82. There's a memorial for him at the National Cathedral. He'll be laid to rest in Annapolis at the Navy. It's not Arlington, but there's a Navy cemetery where he's going to be buried. And Barack Obama.
Isn't that the same? Isn't the cemetery for the for naval personnel, isn't that the same land or property where the vice president lives?
I think you may be right.
The Naval Observatory.
Yes, the observatory.
I think it's the same
I think you may be right.
Chunk of land, right?
Yeah. So Obama and Bush and others, Clinton was at a wedding on Martha's Vineyard this weekend and had a lot to say about John McCain, interestingly enough, at the wedding. Well, that to me interesting. I think, not that I want to stir the pot here, Trump doesn't look good on this at all. His comments, his statements.
I've been out of the loop this weekend. Did he make a statement?
No. He made a statement that it's too bad, and I send my love to your family and that.
Uh-huh.
But
okay. So
the
he said the obligatory thing.
Are shallow.
You know, the war hero thing, that got me.
Not good. No.
All right, terrible.
So Neil Simon, probably one of our great American playwrights, not just contemporary American playwrights, but in the history of this sort of thing, he over the years came up with The Odd Couple and Barefoot in the Park, Sunshine Boys, Brighton Beach Memoirs. One of the most successful writers in the history of our country, passing away at the age of 91. He had pneumonia, which happens to people who get to be that frail. That's why I say to you, you need to keep your body in shape. You need to keep working out. You need to have the muscle because his body just fell apart. First Broadway success back in 1961. Imagine that. Think about how young he was then. Come blow your horn. Then he kept working. There's probably not much time between then and now when there wasn't some sort of Neil Simon play somewhere on stage in New York or on screen or television or whatever. In the 1960s, he had 4 shows on Broadway at the same time.
That's unheard of. Completely unheard of. Maybe Andrew Lloyd Webber had 2 musicals at the same time. Maybe. But that's unheard of.
The Out-of-Towners, The Heartbreak Kid, Goodbye Girl, which I in many ways, I thought that was the best one that he did. The Odd Couple.
I love Seems Like Old Times. I love that movie.
I don't know that show, actually.
It's Goldie Hawn, and you would love it, actually. It's very funny. It's really? Goldie Hawn, Charles Grodin, and Chevy Chase.
No. Oh. Yeah, Walter Matthau was in 65. It was the first time he really did well, was and Mike Nichols directed his play. They both became well known as a result of that. 3 years later, it became that I'm talking about The Odd Couple, sorry, which was it may have been his signature, or one of his certainly his signature works. But there were so many of them, whether it was on stage or whether it was on television. There were two versions, by the way. There was one for women and one for black people. Cartoon characters, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, his first movie paid him $175,000, and all he did was put together an overview, a synopsis that had 40 words in it. So he was accomplished and deserves all of the praise that he's getting. And another passing to note this week, this weekend, Robin Leach. Remember him? The debonair host on television talking about the lifestyles of the rich and famous. He's only 76. Remember Champagne Wishes and Caviar Dreams? Remember that?
Yeah. Did you ever meet him? Did you ever work with him?
I had him on the air a number of times because I found him interesting. So he would come on and he'd tout what he was doing on television or whatever. He made a whole career, not just on TV, but his whole thing, pretty much for the rest of his life, was all about the lifestyles of the rich and famous. He endorsed many very expensive products, was paid handsomely. He had a stroke, by the way. Was paid handsomely for it. So anyway, he had a great life. He had a stroke 10 months ago, and that's what ended his life. He began his career as a writer for the Daily Mail. He wrote for People, New York Daily News also. Moved to the U.S. in the 60s, editor of the Star tabloid that belonged to Rupert Murdoch. That's where he really kind of got going. And so he worked on Entertainment Tonight when it first started, and that's how they created Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, because that's really the shtick that he did on Entertainment Tonight. And it was in syndication for quite a long time, actually. So
my mom never missed that show.
It was a very interesting show. And he was a very interesting guy, actually, the way that things were handled on that show were very tasteful. They were fun, a little gaudy, but you'd expect that because that's what he was touting. But his voice, his actions, his approach all led
that
to
accent was right. Great too.
yeah, very much so. Okay, so there we have the overview of who died. this is the obituaries for Monday, the 27th of August, the last Monday. Today marks the last Monday, the first day of the last week of the month. Next week, today, Labor Day. Labor Day, a week from today. We'll be on the air live, by the way, on Labor Day. Having had the night before a good night's rest. Last night was a good night's rest. I hope you all had a good night's rest. If you didn't have a good night's rest, why? Are you pointing at the pillows? Looking at the mattress, the sheets? They're all junk. And why, then, have you not taken action? I certainly told you often enough about the way the introductory offers go and how you can use the DJV code to have fabulous bargains no matter what has to do with sleep. You'll find it in the catalog at mypillow.com. And to use the promo code DJV, you get 50% off, like the two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, but you'll get it off. That discount affects all of the things that are there. So take advantage of a fabulous product or fabulous products and fabulous prices and get a fabulous night rest. Fabulous is the word for MyPillow, and the results of the offers there are fabulous as well. Promo code DJV when you visit MyPillow.com. Get the best night's rest ever. MyPillow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With the DJV program, Jennifer's off today. What, she had a whole weekend. Was that it, or was her mother's
operation? Yeah, she's on a bachelorette cruise.
And she's still on that cruise. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so we have Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and a focus on Aretha. Well, Aretha is Aretha. We've had how many different sessions dealing with the passing of Aretha? So now here's maybe the piece de resistance. How do you pronounce that? PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, sent a letter to Aretha's estate asking them to give her fur collection to them. According to PETA, the furs would go to people in refugee camps and homeless shelters. Additionally, the furs get sent to wildlife rehab facilities that turn them into bedding for orphaned animals. Mariah Carey, Mary Tyler Moore, Sharon Osbourne are among the many stars who have given their furs to the program. So by donating there's a flutter of fur comments all over the place because of this request. Anyway, PETA said her family could expand her legacy of social justice to animals. The executive president said, while we can't bring back the animals who suffered and died for the pieces of fur that folks wear, these coats can help others by providing much-needed warmth to orphaned animals and humans in desperate need.
I love this. I never knew that PETA did this.
Yeah. Not bad, actually. It's not a bad idea.
This is making me really want to raid my mom's closet and get some of those furs that she's had since the 80s, and they're going to some orphaned animals.
Right. Yeah, when I first saw the article, I kind of shook my head because PETA does a lot of kind of crazy things. The furs have to, they're either going to go in the trash or they got to be used for something,
right.
So it may as well be used for this.
Right.
Well, I remember, I've not seen a lot of these kinds of furs. Aretha kind of was in their face
a little bit.
A lot of furs. I remember my mother had a mink stole that was the grossest thing, as I think back there. Had the faces and the heads of the mink.
Oh.
It was some kind of, like a status or whatever the reason. Anyway, So there are some other items of interest for those of you who are interested in Aretha. Bill Clinton, Smokey Robinson, Jesse Jackson, Cecily Tyson speaking at her funeral this week. Let's see, who else? Eric Holder, former AG. Clive Davis, who was a big music muckety-muck. Al Sharpton, Rick Snyder, who's the governor of Michigan. Bishop T.J. Jakes, I don't know who he is.
T.D. Jakes, if you saw him, you might recognize him.
Really?
He's one of those big, okay. Like, Oprah's really into him.
Yeah.
He's okay. Kind of on her Soul Sunday things a lot.
Aretha sang at both of Bill Clinton's inaugural events. And let's see.
I didn't know that.
Smokey grew up with Aretha. He's a little younger, but they were in Detroit together. Anyway, it's this later this week, I think Friday. And so that's the story. The pastor of the church in Atlanta, I thought was interesting, delivering the eulogy, Reverend Jasper Williams. So a lot of good things coming of the passing. Also, in the dead, we've been in the dead zone for the whole half hour, might as well continue for one more. Prince's family is suing the doctor who prescribed him the pain pills. They said the doctor failed to treat him for opiate addiction, therefore bears the responsibility for his death. Wow, that's interesting. Dr. Michael Schulenberg admitted prescribing Oxy to Prince under his bodyguard's name to protect Prince's privacy. The lawsuit alleges the doctor and other defendants had the opportunity and the duty during the weeks before Prince's death to diagnose his opioid addiction, but failed to do so. Unspecified damages in excess of $50,000 is what they're looking for. Won't bring him back, but it sort of puts, it's maybe a statement, that's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
28 past the hour.
Baby, you got to stop.
Essential time management. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anytime you have a task to do, you have options. You can complain about the task you have. You can procrastinate. You can talk about it. You can do many things. In fact, or you can just plain do it. The faster you do it, however, the faster you'll get it done. You see, when it comes to essential time management, there is no fancy advice. Just plain practical wisdom. Just do it. Do what you have to do. Do what's most important first. Just get it done. Because at the end of the day, just as there's no such thing as half dead, you're either dead or alive, there's also no such thing as a task half done. If you have something to do, it's either done or it's not done. And you need it done, so do it. For inspiration along the way to get done all the things you need to do, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with the legendary motivator and NFL great Ray Lewis.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're investigating a mass shooting at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, Sunday.
So there were three deceased individuals at the scene, one of those being the suspect who took his own life.
That sheriff says the suspect was 24-year-old David Katz of Baltimore. 11 people are hospitalized. Arrangements have been made after the passing of Senator John McCain on Saturday. The Republican senator's body will lie in state at the Arizona State Capitol on Wednesday, which is his birthday. There will be a memorial service at a North Phoenix church on Thursday. Then he'll lie in state at the U.S. Capitol in Washington on Friday. And on Saturday, a private national memorial service will be held at the Washington National Cathedral. McCain will then be laid to rest at the U.S. Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis, Maryland. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
To ignore what's going on in the real world when you're listening to the DJV show. I'm Doug Stephan D of the J&B. Jay Jennifer is off today, and Victoria Keelan is here in her stead, or not in her stead, in addition to the normal things that she might do. She adds a little more color, as does Kara Schillen, to our discussion of what's going on today. So let's review. There were some. I was thinking about what we talked about. I was also thinking about the weather. And how the weather in Hawaii calmed down, not as bad as it seemed, or at least the predictions.
As it could have been, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, so that's good news. Mm-hmm. It'll be very, both, or all three of us this week are going to suffer from HHH, hot, humid, horrible. There's going to be a lot of heat. A last blast of summer, maybe not. September's supposed to be, it's supposed to be very warm this fall. If you listen to the forecasters, September may be just as warm as August was. So
well, that's good because we were robbed of all of June. All of June was just pretty terrible.
Well, August was wet and just, it's been great for growing on the farm for sure. A lot of hay has come back. The first stuff we grow, sometimes we call it second crop, is doing quite well, and so are other crops, vegetables, that sort of thing. So anyway, that's my acknowledgement of the weather. Victoria, I turn it to you.
Well, the story, unfortunately, that everyone's talking about right now that's trending is the shooting that happened yesterday afternoon around 1:30 in Jacksonville, Florida. A 24-year-old gamer was at a tournament playing Madden football, which is one of the more famous video games that's been around for 20 years or something.
Yeah.
And after he was eliminated from the tournament, he reportedly went out to his car, got a handgun, and came back into the tournament and started shooting. Three people died, including himself. He killed two people, then he turned the gun on himself. So three people is the total number of people who died, 11 injured. They're all in stable condition, though, according to all the police. But, you know, it's just one of those, there was no security at the event. It's a video game conference. It's typically not something that you would think would require a lot of security.
Why do you need security there?
But it just seems like any time now that there's a gathering of people, there has to be security and has to be metal detectors and things like that. It should be treated like a concert. So, unfortunately, once again in Florida, they're going through another tragedy.
Yep. Wow. All right. Let's see what we can celebrate today that's kind of silly. Popeye's Kiss Me Day is today. Kiss Me Day, First Kiss Day, commemorating Popeye's first kiss with olive oil. Some sources say that today marks the date of Popeye and olive oil's first on-screen kiss, where olive oil said, "My hero." Remember that? Anybody here watch Popeye Beside Me?
I've seen the movie that Robin Williams did.
No, you got to go to the old cartoons. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man, toot toot. I live in a garbage can, toot toot. I eats all my spinach and fights to the finish. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man, toot toot. That's the theme for the... And then olive oil was his love, yes. The first Popeye was released in 1954, first kiss between Popeye and olive oil actually occurred, though, if you go back to the comic strips. There were no movies about Popeye, but the comic strips. And the first kiss was August the 27th, 1929.
Wow.
So his debut in the comics was January of that year. After olive oil accidentally kissed Popeye instead of Harold in the August comic, they became romantically linked. And then you go back to, there's all kinds of stuff. Actually, that theme for Popeye was first heard in the talkie Popeye the Sailor cartoon in 1933. One of the few around, it was called Popeye the Sailor Man, that didn't come from the Disney studios. And then, anyway, there was a series that ran through cartoons through 1942, TV shows, the film, and the whole story about Popeye the Sailor Man, toot toot. I live in a garbage can, toot toot.
Why did he live in a garbage can?
That was just a euphemism. It was one of those, because it rhymed.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it. But he ate all this spinach, and that's how people, whenever you hear people talk about eating your spinach when you were a kid, you probably weren't told as I was. You want to be big and strong like Popeye? Eat your spinach. And at that time, spinach was horrible. But spinach today, for me anyway, a little butter on it, yummy. Vinegar on it, yummy.
I think fresh spinach is wonderful. But when I was a kid, my mom would buy frozen spinach, and that's terrible.
Cook it the same way now. Frozen food these days is maybe as good as fresh, depending on...
It's just because my mom can't cook, but...
Well, maybe that's it. Nancy's not known for her prowess in the kitchen. That's what you're saying, in essence.
Yep.
So that's the story of Popeye. Now it's time for television, because Jen's not here. Victoria, you have the honors. Tell us what's on. I watched a fabulous version last night. A fabulous one of the... I hadn't seen this particular episode of Bull. And it was on last night from a year or so ago. It was really quite good. That's a good show. Very thoughtful, provocative.
That's the jury selection show, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
It looks interesting. I've never
Michael
seen it.
Michael Weatherly, who was on NCIS for 12 years or so, 14 years, he's found himself a home. He's done very well with it. I think he comes across very, very well in that role. All right, so anyway, that's my review. What do we have tonight?
Well, nothing you'll probably
this week.
Watch.
Well, this week is normally a horrible week because the last week of summer, in essence, some of the new shows start being introduced next week after Labor Day. So there's just the old, what was the term? I think Marshall McLuhan called it the vast wasteland, and it really will be that way this week. as Victoria will explain.
That's
here we
true.
Go.
Well, tonight on NBC at 8 p.m., it's the Las Vegas Finals, Night 1 of American Ninja Warrior. On ABC at 8 p.m., you've got Bachelor in Paradise. That's Kara's jam. And then you've got Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I know that'll be what you want to watch, Doug. That's
VH1.
New episode on the CW of Penn & Teller, Fool Us. New episode on Fox of So You Think You Can Dance. Brand new episode on USA at 8 of WWE, Monday Night Raw. And so this will be The Shield and Braun Strowman tonight from Toronto. New episode of American Pickers, if you like that kind of antiquing type show. And 10 o'clock on CBS, there is a brand new episode of Elementary, Holmes and Watson. Search for a killer choosing victims based on the predictions of a deceased man who claimed to foresee the future deaths of others.
For me, pickers are people who work on the farm picking vegetables and fruits. That would be
these are garbage
pickers. Yeah, I understand. Got that. And here's something, sort of an adjunct to those who, now the world is so full of, every local station's got a dozen reporters, and there was somebody from the local Boston already, a Boston station down in Jacksonville, with that shooting that took place yesterday. They go all over, and they think that's, you know, what you want. Somebody live on the scene, you got a little. So here's a pretty, this is why maybe you don't want that job. Fella named James Cook, who works for the BBC, was under a tree reporting in Hawaii during the hurricane. And he was out there and the wind is blowing. You know, you've seen the Weather Channel guys, they stand out there.
Yeah.
So the bad news is that the tree he's under crashes on top of him.
Ooh.
He's okay. He was talking about the location of the eye of the hurricane when the sound of the tree breaking, the crack, you know, the unmistakable crack of a tree breaking in the winds, fierce winds. And he shouts, "Oh!" And then there was silence.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. But the Jeez. Tape that was released last night by the BBC shows what happened. And apparently he's back to work there today. He lost his laptop and stuff like that. But just imagine yourself in that circumstance and how silly some of those things
are. I always wonder, is that like...
on the scene.
Yeah, except for the guy, I forget his name. I know he's famous, but I forget his name from the Weather Channel. The guy is always hanging from a lamppost in the middle
right.
of the storm.
Right.
Except for him, and he obviously wants to be in those situations. And I know you used to run a newsroom. Is this like the lowest person on the totem pole has to go out into the bad weather? Is that how it works?
Actually, no. What are you thinking of? I'm just looking at James. Is it James? No, who is the guy on the Weather Channel? I'm trying to find that out because I'm with you on that.
If you say his name, I'll know it right
away.
Yeah, we
will.
Blanking right now.
Right away, yeah.
Jim Cantore. That's
there you go, Jim Cantore, yep.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Kara. Yep, Cantore's out there. No, not necessarily the guy who, the plum assignments. In the old days when I was running the newsroom in Boston, we used to pay extra for hazard. It was like hazard pay for some of the dangerous stories. So that's why the guys
sense.
Who are on the top of the heap would go out after those, because they get paid extra for treacherous duty. And we had lots of, I'll never, ever forget being in the newsroom in September 1985 as a hurricane blowing through Boston. I remember Hurricane Grace or something like that. I don't remember the name of it. And the radio station's headquarters were on the 44th floor of the Prudential Tower in Boston. So I went in, and there was a skeleton crew trying to report as the good news people that they were. It was a fabulous, actually, it was one of the greatest staffs I've ever worked with. So we put, just for the fun of it, I found in the closet a plum. Do you know what a plum is? It's a
No.
tool used by carpenters to get a straight, you know, edge or straight line. You're putting up, if you're trying to get the walls plumb, that is directly and square and stuff, you
mm-hmm.
use a plum. So it hangs down and gives you a straight line. So I put a plum in the middle of a door jam. And in the heat of the hurricane, I'm watching, remember, we're on the 44th floor of this tower, and the building's swaying. And you can see that because the plum is going back and forth, not staying stable, but moving with the building. You don't think that's an eerie sight to experience?
That's, yeah, when I was at work for Sirius XM, we were on the 36th floor of the McGraw-Hill building, and right across from where the NBC building is, right in Rockefeller Center. And any time there was a big windstorm, you could hear the building creak, and you could feel it move slightly. And it was designed to do that. It's designed to sort of be flexible for those high winds.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's an eerie feeling.
Yeah, it is. So the stage that we're on in Hawaii, or at least on Kauai, was out because the tower is on the top of a hill, and you can only get to the hill on a helicopter. So all the stations that were in that pair were all gonzo for the day. Let's get to the sports desk, shall we, and find out what's going on here. First of all, Victoria's got the honors to give us the update on Serena Williams, who's at the French Open. This is a silly story.
Well, actually, this was a story. It does seem silly, but this is a story that a lot of people are talking about over the weekend. Serena Williams will no longer be allowed to wear her skin-tight black cat suit at the French Open. The French Tennis Federation president, Bernard Giudicelli, says that the tournament that Williams has won three times is introducing a dress code to regulate players' uniforms because he says, quote, "I think that sometimes we've gone too far." He singled out her cat suit and said it will no longer be accepted. One must respect the game and the place.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people not enjoying his comments on this. So the new rules won't be as strict as Wimbledon's, which requires players to wear all white. But he said that they will impose certain limits. Nike is, of course, Serena's sponsor. They issued a statement saying, and they make the cat suit. And they issued a statement with a picture of her in the cat suit saying, "You can take the superhero out of her costume, but you can never take away her superpowers." Billie Jean King made a really interesting statement. She said, "The policing of women's bodies must end. Their quote-unquote respect that's needed is for the exceptional talent Serena Williams brings to the game. Criticizing what she wears to work is where the true disrespect lies." And I agree with that. I'm all for tradition, and I'm a tennis player, and I like the tennis whites and things like that. But when it gets to the point where now you're creating rules based on what one player has worn, it feels really discriminatory.
Yep, it sure does. I wouldn't be quiet about it if it were me under the circumstances, but then she's not me. But she's pretty. I think she's feisty, obviously. So let's see what happens. Here is the story of ESPN commentator Jemele Hill, who has made some controversial comments about President Trump. He's out at ESPN. She's out, excuse me.
Yep.
Yes. I don't know why I thought, okay. I'm confusing her with somebody else that I thought was. Yeah, I don't know the names. I'm not big on ESPN. But anyway, she was bought out of her contract, and so her last day will be this Friday. Her desire to be involved in politics. ESPN wants to be apolitical. I would say that made good sense on their part. Everybody's got to have something to say. Shut the hell up and do your job. Why do you have to be...
But the interesting thing here, though, is, and Jemele Hill has made some pretty strong statements about, you know, President Trump being surrounded by white supremacists and things like that. Yeah. But the interesting thing is, though, she was a columnist, and when she was hired by ESPN, she actually issued a statement saying, "So much of my career at ESPN, almost exclusively at some points, has been in commentary." And she said, "They hired me as a columnist. I've been giving my opinion since day one, but it just because it's
opinions
been anti-Trump."
Politics?
Yeah, she's been very opinionated about everything.
Why
she was suspended. Well, that's why I think she was suspended. They have a new president at ESPN, and I think he's cracking down on a lot of this kind of stuff. And I think that's why she's out now.
That's not the place for it. But if she was bought out, they didn't fire her for malfeasance because they wouldn't buy her out if they could get her out, you know.
It's just not a good fit anymore, I think.
Right. Say hi to the folks in Marion, Virginia, and in Benton, Kentucky, listening to DJV at 10 before the hour.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call STAR STAR 1234.
That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Another masterpiece now with Victoria Keelan focusing on Tech Talk. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Time for us to bring ourselves up to date on several items that may be of import. Samsung's Galaxy Note 9. I don't remember how old the one is I have. Never could make it work. But a lot of people love Samsung, so how's this going to work, Victoria?
Well, you know, you say the word masterpiece, and a lot of early reviews of the Galaxy Note 9 would probably agree that this is a masterpiece of a smartphone. People are loving this. Now, we remember only a year or two ago, Samsung ran into all kinds of problems. The old Galaxy Notes were exploding on airplanes. Remember, the batteries were exploding, and they had a lot of problems, so they did a really big redesign, and the Galaxy Note 9 is now in stores. It has a significantly larger touchscreen compared to most standard smartphones. Some of the new cool features on the Note 9 include a much longer battery life, which everybody loves, a Bluetooth-enabled stylus pen with remote control. Now, that's really interesting. The pen slides into... Remember the old-school Palm Pilots where everybody had the little stylus and then everyone always lost them? Well, this is smartly designed where it slides right into the actual phone. So it's housed right in there, and then you just hit the button and it pops out when you need it. And there's a camera option that alerts users when someone's blinking in their pictures. That's pretty cool. I'll have to say, the Apple camera on my iPhone 10 is really good, but it doesn't tell you when someone's blinking. So that is, Samsung's got a, they've got one up on that one. They also are now focused on mobile gaming. They have a cutting edge processor that cuts down on lag time if you're playing video games on your phone. There's a water carbon cooling system that keeps it from overheating. The colors that it comes in are lavender purple and ocean blue. The S Pen with Bluetooth low energy tech actually lets you take better control of your camera. You can do presentations and apps without even touching your phone, just with the pen. They have the dual aperture camera, adapts like the human eye. They do, and that works day or night. So if you're in low light, the camera is getting rave reviews. And just like the iPhone 10, though, it will cost you a pretty penny. It's starting at $999.99 for 128 gigs, and then there's a $1,250 version for 512 gigabytes. That's a lot of data on a lot of storage, which is great. It's available at all four major wireless carriers, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon. It is available right now online and in stores.
All right. The creators of video game Fortnite explain now how you can download the game onto your Android phone. Maybe this is something good and new you can use with that Samsung phone of yours.
The Geek Out.
A couple of weeks ago, we learned that Fortnite, America's favorite video game, was finally coming to Android. Well, now it's here, but to get it, there are some differences and some risk. Epic, the game's developer, has elected to bypass the Play Store and have users download the game directly from their website. So to get it, first, you need to make sure your Android phone can even run the game. It requires a lot of power, and not all Android phones qualify. So if yours does, you'll need to switch off a security setting that allows apps to be loaded from places other than Google Play, and this is the risk. So don't forget to switch the setting back on after downloading. Run the installer, and you've got it. We've posted the official link to Fortnite for Android on our Twitter account, at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Now let's get back to the action with a focus on Chipotle with some rather interesting twists to it, Victoria.
Yeah, Chipotle has announced the launch of an accelerator program that's designed to find new and innovative companies in the food and farming space that focuses on technology and their solutions to problems in the agriculture industry. The program's called the Chipotle Illuminaries Project. It will last 7 months and fund growth stage companies with a shared vision to cultivate a better world. This is coming from Chipotle, and one of their entrepreneurs on their board is Kimball Musk. He is the lesser known Musk brother, Elon Musk being his brother who gets all the attention. But Kimball has done a lot of really great work in the agriculture and farming space. He's also a restaurateur and a chef. And so he has teamed up with Top Chef star Richard Blaze. Those are the two mentors for this program. And they're going to invest $200,000 into whatever company starts coming up with some really great solutions, tech-based solutions for farming and agricultural problems. And Chipotle, once again, kind of, you know, out there, out front, and they are a cutting-edge company. They've had some stupid minor setbacks within the stores, but really, overall, I think it's a viable brand.
Maybe that'd be a nice guest for the American Family Farmers Show, somebody related to this that can, because that's all about helping farmers solve the problem that has been created by the huge...
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.